If you're looking for the perfect gift, you're covered with a gift that's sure to wow. Taste of Chicago ships Lou Malnati's legendary deep dish pizzas nationwide. Plus, they ship other Windy City favorites too. Visit tastesofchicago.com to order today.
Jade Harlow joins us now, the actress who is the star of the Forlorn radio talk show host on a movie called Christmas on the Ranch, now streaming on Hulu and shot, of course, in our studios. Hi, Jade. This is John Williams. Welcome to the show.
Hi, John. Thank you so much for having me.
Nice work on the movie.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad you liked it.
We're flattered here that you all would use our studios. We think we've got a nice setup, and you saw that when you were here, didn't you?
You guys have the most incredible state-of-the-art setup. And I say this as someone who did some press in some other radio stations.
Yes, like, I know.
WGN is just on a completely different level.
It's funny you say that, because the people who know that our radio station is beautiful, and that's not that important. I mean, lucky us. The main thing is that we do good radio and everybody hears it. But the people who really know how pretty our station is, how slick and sophisticated and comfy it is, are the people who do radio press tours. Like, I come to work every day. You've seen more radio stations probably than I have in the last 10 years.
You've got it good. Let me just tell you, you have it really good over at WGN.
And you know, it was also fun for us was then watching you all do it. Like, we all know about radio. We don't know about making movies. So it was amazing to me how there must have been 1,700 people here, just populating our place, telling us we can't go there, we can't go there. And it's just, it's a lot of work to shoot a single scene. Just talk a little bit about the business of making a movie.
It's a lot of work. It's a lot of job opportunities for local communities, depending on where you're shooting. Everything from, in front of the camera to behind the scenes, electricians, gaffers, like you name it. Also, just to say it, when we were shooting in WGN, people that had to work at their desks while we're shooting, we were just like, here, put a Santa hat on. You're in the movie now.
Well, so were a lot of those people then local hires? I thought maybe they traveled from California or New York or something.
Absolutely. Most of them were. Myself and Houston and our director, Danny Boudet, were really the only ones that came in from Los Angeles. Every other hand that touched this film, every other talent that touched this film, were all Chicago local.
We got a chuckle watching it and then seeing, oh, there's Sarah. Oh, there's Dave. You know, just Ryan Burrow, our news director. And by the way, I think they carried the movie.
I do, too. Them and the horses really really made the movie shine.
Yeah, that wasn't our horse. I actually thought about that. So there's a horse story. Then eventually when you leave Chicago in the role in the movie and you heading out east, you stop in Ohio for car repairs and a beautiful rancher takes you up. You guys spent a lot of time on horses. Was that something you had to learn for the movie?
I was familiar with horses because I grew up on a cutting ranch. And Houston had grown up a little bit around horses because he's from Ohio, like Ohio suburbs. But really what made all of that possible is Jody Funk at Diamond Ranch in Woodstock. She provided the horses, trained the horses, polished us up on our skills on the horses.
In Woodstock, Illinois, locally.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's funny because, but those, the ranch and all of that, that wasn't shot out here, was it?
It was about an hour outside of the Chicago city. We did a lot of like Hawthorne Woods and Mundelein, Long Grove. Yeah.
Sure. Okay. So then most of the, I thought that usually you would like come to Chicago, shoot the radio scene. You know, you wanted to use our studios and then the rest, all the interiors, if you will, of course, those were exteriors, but a lot of it would be shot, you know, someplace else, Los Angeles or Toronto or somewhere. It was mostly made out here then, huh?
The whole thing was made out there. We used Chicago to double as New York. You know, it's funny, when we were shooting in one of those studios there at WGN, we shot one angle in a studio that was my New York station, you know, studio. And then we moved next door to the office over the next door and over to the next door. And that was Chicago. And then, and then the suburbs were suburban Ohio.
You got to be careful with continuity issues, because what if Dave Marzullo is an extra in both the New York and the Chicago setting? That would be terrible.
He's part of my team. They came with me. Indispensable.
I wanted to talk to you also about the craft of making a movie from your perspective. Mm-hmm. So you're the star of the show. And this was our observation also, at least it was mine, that there you were chatting with our staff or with your people about some production issue. And then they say, okay, everybody, here we go. Boom. And it's not like you have a lot of time to quick run your lines or fall into character. I had an appreciation for the business of being somebody on camera. I don't know how you do that or how hard that is to do that.
I think you have to know your work, your material so well, and your character so well that when you're in the moment dealing with what's going on the set, on the job, in the moment, and then, okay, now we're going to go and you're going to be Christina.
Yeah.
You're no longer Jade, you're Christina, and you're in a totally different moment in your life. You just have to know it so well, and you have to trust your teammates, you know, to be in it with you and make that whiplash change as you do.
Right. But I would imagine if I were an actor, and I would be except
an actor
for my looks and my lack of talent, but were I to be an actor, I would, suddenly I would infuse myself with drama, but you were as natural on camera as you were off camera. And I thought that was very telling. I mean, and it comes across on the screen as well. And
thank you so much.
Well, you're certainly welcome. And I thought it was just really interesting to see because I think everybody, an ordinary person like me, would freeze up or they would overact, you know?
I think it's like anything. The more familiar you are with anything, whether it's being in a kitchen or being, you know, a radio host or being an actor or a director or an accountant, the more comfortable you are doing anything, the more relaxed you can be doing it. And if you aren't very experienced, then it's just knowing the work inside and out so that if something goes sideways in the moment, you're still very present.
There's a scene where about an hour, a little more over an hour in there, you actually say to the hunky ranch man, I have to go. And that sure... That sure looked like a real cry to me. Talk to me about that moment.
Yeah. You know, I feel like my character, Christina, has made her entire life about attaining certain career goals. And for the first time, she got to experience real connection, real familial connection, where nobody was looking for her to meet a deadline or needed anything from her. They just appreciated who she was to them. And I think that looking back on shooting that scene, it was that longing for that connection without demand that that got my emotions churning.
Well, were those your real emotions? Because it looked like that was a genuine cry.
Yeah. I developed a really strong connection to the girl who played Houston's daughter, Sage Chasely.
She's adorable.
And she's amazing in the film. She steals every scene she's in. And the thought of when this project ends, I don't get to be around that energy. I don't get to see her like I've seen her every day for 14 hours a day.
So you're thinking about that when you're doing that. I mean, so that... That sounds like a task or a skill that an actress would have, that I need to think of something that will help me channel the emotion that this scene needs, and that was what you called upon.
Yeah, I think, you know, when the character's in whatever the circumstances are, instead of trying to play up to an idea of what you think the moment needs to be for the script and for everybody expecting a certain thing,
right.
You just have to tap into... What moves you?
Mm-hmm.
Is it personal? Can you relate it to the work? You do whatever the trick is. You know, there's some people talk about method acting and some people talk about other, you know, the Meisner technique. And really, you use all of it and you steal from the best and you use what works for you in that moment. And one moment it'll work and the next moment it won't. And you have to be nimble and accessible to your emotions to find those things.
Well, I won't tell your co-star then that the reason you were getting choked up wasn't because you had to leave him. but because there was... the gal playing his daughter is adorable.
There was quite a love story, I think, between me and Sage, and I think between Christina and her character, mm-hmm. wanting a daughter that she could connect with and relive a lot of her teen years through, and the charm that brings and the warmth it brings to a household.
I'm talking to Jade Harlow. She is the star of Christmas on the Ranch, streaming on Hulu. It's a Christmas-themed movie of a radio talk show host who's giving up the business. She's going to go into podcasting and other ventures in her life when she meets this handsome man. In fact, it says here, this text is just poured in. Hey, John, her co-star is Wooa, easy on the eyes. that must have made it easier to do, too. He looks great. He does a very nice job in this movie, too.
Yeah. I mean, look, Houston is a babe. and more than that, he's wildly funny. I mean, he's whip smart with the wit and just was a really great teammate to have along the journey. And you know, I just had a lot of trust in him doing this project. And you don't always get that luxury. So, yeah. Not only his physicality, but who he is as a human being made this a great, great job. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I think we make that mistake as viewers of any TV or movie show. We go, I really like that guy. Why? Well, in this one movie. And I go, no, that was the guy he played in the movie. But,
right.
But he did seem to be a really nice guy. He seemed to be like a warm, really caring fella. Maybe he's an ass.
He was.
I don't know. But I see.
No, and I've worked with plenty of asses.
Hold on, I'll
give
I'm
you
writing
a prime example.
Yeah.
I'll give you a list offline. But no, like a prime example of Houston's character as a human being is I had tweaked my ankle from walking in heels on cobblestone for so many hours a day, and I really needed to wrap my arm into his and lean on him for support so that the audience didn't see anything that looked like a limp. And he was right there literally holding me up to make sure that we could get the job that night.
Hmm. You know what I think distinguishes this movie from a lot of the other holiday movies is I liked your snow. I thought this is just my problem and I'll be an outlier. But when I watch some of those Hallmark holiday movies, the snow looks like just so much cotton. And I don't know mm-hmm. I don't know if that was real snow. I don't know if that was CG. Maybe it was cotton. Your snow looked real in your movie.
It was a combination of all three, to be honest. I mean, there's some logistics that come through where you're disguising a cable and it's like, oh, let's throw a blanket of cotton snow on it and you won't even know it's there. But we got really lucky at the top of the shoot because Chicago got a gorgeous dump of snow. And we had it for 2 days. We had it. And then it turned to mud. And as it does. And then they did their magic with some CG snow that was really helpful.
What goes through your mind when you have to kiss a co-star?
Ooh, a couple things. I hope my breath's okay. Same thing as when you kiss anybody, you're like, oh, I hope my breath is fresh. And you usually, you know, pop a little something before the kissing scene. And the other thing is, like, I hope that the chemistry is, because you don't practice a kiss. It's not like a couple that's been together and you know which way your head is going to go. Like, you just kind of like, I hope this works. And lean in, and it did, and it was very easy with Houston. Even though shooting in a stable, I have to say, comes with its own romantic challenges because horses go to the bathroom like babies. It's like every 20 minutes or 2 hours, But he was great.
And quantities that are greater than babies. So,
oh my gosh, and velocity.
I'm not talking to you about that. I want to go back to the kissing, though. That's interesting to me. I thought that just as a professional thing, you all would rehearse it. Like, will you turn your head this way? Will you kiss my upper lip first and then my lower lip the way some people do? I thought there was some logistics to the thing. It's spontaneous, huh?
It depends. It depends on the shoot. It depends on your partner.
Or the director, maybe, huh?
or the director. They can be very specific in the choreography that they would like a kissing scene or a love scene to happen. And, you know, nowadays they have intimacy coordinators typically on a set anytime there's physical touch. And they will map those things out ahead of time and comfort levels and things like that. On this film, though, Houston and I have been in the business for a long time, and there's actually a fantastic clip of all of the kisses that Houston has had floating around online.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And so we sort of just were comfortable with each other and trusted each other. And it was just the one kiss. It was the character's first kiss.
Yeah.
And
yeah, we had to wait an hour for it, by the way. I'm like, kiss her already. Okay, so one other thing about that, and pardon me, this isn't what the movie's about, but you can imagine our curiosity about these sort of things. Is it enjoyable to kiss a handsome person when you're doing it as an actress, or is it your mind is thinking, I hope this is working. I'm not really experiencing any, you know, electricity here.
I think it depends on them as people. I think you can have the best looking guy or gal in the world, and if their personality is rotten, you're not going to want to kiss them. You're not going to want to be around them. You will clear the room. But if they're decent to you and a good teammate and a good human being, it doesn't feel awkward. It doesn't feel ick.
Yeah. The two of you, well, my observation was the two of you had real nice chemistry in the movie.
We got really lucky being cast with one another, yeah.
Jade Harlow is the star of Christmas on the Ranch with this other guy and some horses and somebody named Sage. The movie is streaming on Hulu, and you can watch it right now. So what's next for you then, Jade? I don't suppose there's any follow-up to this movie. It seems like a bit of a one-off, or are we going to follow the adventures of Christina some more?
I don't know. I really, really enjoyed working with Gary Murray Entertainment. I think that they do really heartfelt work, and their scripts feel a little more elevated than a lot of the traditional, you know, cookie cutter holiday scripts out there. So I'd love to work with them again. As far as me personally, I go into a job in North Carolina in January where I'm not the good guy. So that'll be fun. That'll be fun to sort of wield an axe in a horror movie.
Oh, really? No kidding. You're actually going to be doing that.
Oh, yeah. It's sort of a cross between August Osage County and The Shining. It's called My Sister's Keeper.
Those are two good images to call upon. Okay, you got me there so far. So maybe we'll visit again, Jade. Congratulations. Thanks.
I hope so.
For being
You're
so
such
nice
a
to
great
our staff.
Person to talk to. Thank you, John.
Yeah, it's been a nice conversation. Continued success, Jade. Thank you.
You too. Thank you.
Jade Harlow stars as Christina, the radio talk show host, in Christmas on the Ranch, streaming on Hulu, shot at WGN Radio in Chicago and throughout Chicagoland.